If you are a foreign entrepreneur in the Netherlands, you can benefit from a variety of financing options on offer from the Dutch government, banks and private agencies. In this webinar, representatives of several organizations will tell you about these options, and experienced entrepreneurs will share their experiences. Before we start our conversation, I would like to point out to our viewers that a team of specialists is available now to answer your questions. So do you have a question? Then use the live chat option underneath the video screen and one of our specialists will get in touch with you. This webinar tells you what you need to know about the Dutch financing landscape. How do you prepare yourself to get funding? Which forms of funding can you find? And how do you sell your plan to your funders? These are the topics we will be discussing in the next 60 minutes. But first, let's take a look at this video. The Royal Kingdom of the Netherlands is strategically located at the North Sea coast between the United Kingdom and the vast mainland of Europe. The country offers you a friendly investment climate, a highly developed infrastructure, and a population with an average spending income of over 30,000 euros a year. Every year, more businesses from all over the world decide to start their business in the Netherlands. You are certainly not the only one. The Dutch government welcomes this development. However, preparation is the key to success. We will start this webinar with an introduction of the Dutch financing landscape. I'm joined by René Kamphuis from the Netherlands Enterprise Agency, Geert Gladines from the Dutch Banking Association, and Gerard Nagel, co-owner Ter Marsh & Co. Good to have you all here in the studio. Well, to start off with you, René, you are the coordinator for small and medium enterprises at the Netherlands Enterprise Agency. Could you say that entrepreneurs from other countries are welcome here in the Netherlands?
They are very welcome in the Netherlands. To give an example, we provide services to 350 foreign companies a year.
Wow.
That brings forth 10,000 extra jobs in the Netherlands. And also those companies invest for a total of around 2.5 billion euros extra upon the Dutch economy.
Wow.
So they're very welcome.
So I can hear, yeah. And which steps does an entrepreneur have to take when he wants to apply for finance in the Netherlands?
Yes, first of all, you have to have a visa and a residence permit. And later on in the process, you have to register your company at the Netherlands Chamber of Commerce. And you have to finance your business. And that is, of course, very important. So that's mostly the time, the first step that you take to get your finance in order. And then later on at the Chamber of Commerce, you can register your company in a few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you are not from the European Economic Area and need advice and information about a visa or resident permit, please watch the on-demand webinar Starting a Business in the Netherlands on business.gov.nl/webinars. So René, what does an entrepreneur have to know when he wants to apply for funding?
First of all, they have to prepare themselves very good. The financing is never on your blue eyes or just a talk with an employee at a financial institute. You have to really prepare yourself and come up with good plans, good figures, and well, you have to really have your details in place.
Okay, well, we'll talk a bit more about that later. But first, I would like to welcome Geert Gladines, who is a policy advisor with the Dutch Banking Association. Welcome, Geert.
Thank you.
Can you give our viewers a short description of the Dutch financing landscape?
Yes. Well, the vast majority of businesses, they will start their orientation process with the bank. So that's the most straightforward, regular type of financing. And they'll either go for a normal loan or overdraft facility. But the options are widening, so businesses can use leasing, for instance, where they use a machine or a vehicle that stays in ownership of the leasing party, but also factoring, where you can sell your invoice in order to free up working capital, or, for instance, credits, which provides microfinance with a form of coaching as well. And for more the risk-type-oriented forms of capital, you can go to business angels, private equity, venture capital, which is also available in the Netherlands.
So lots of options.
Yes, for sure.
And it involves lots of paperwork, I presume.
Always, but it's in the benefit of the investor, the bank, and the entrepreneur as well. Because if you provide a good plan up front, you will make sure that you have the right type of financing for the kind of businesses that you are running, which is the most important.
Okay. Well, I would also like to welcome Gerard Nagel. You started a burger bar in Rotterdam in 2013, and now you run four of them. So I would like to start at the beginning. How did you end up here in the Netherlands?
I was contacted by my Dutch friend in 2013. He had met a young, high potential with an idea to start up a restaurant. And the team needed some funding. The team needed financial know-how. And so I came on board.
Aha. And what was your idea of the Dutch financing landscape before you came here?
Didn't really know about it, but banks, financing institutions are pretty much the same everywhere around the world.
Yes, really? Is it exactly the same in, well, for instance, your home country, Austria?
Principally, yes. It's all about risk. Mm-hmm. No financing institution, no bank wants to lose their money. So they will go through a very diligent process with you mm-hmm. to make sure they understand the business plan and they find it viable.
Okay. But what's the difference between Austria?
The ease of starting up a business in the Netherlands is probably better and faster than in many other countries.
Okay. Well, that's good. Good reason to be here.
That's a very good reason to be here.
Okay. And you started with three Dutch partners. Did that help to get funding?
I think it helps. We talked before. Well, what about if it would be four Austrians mm-hmm. applying? And I think we would run a higher risk of failing with four people not knowing the country. Mm-hmm. You need local know-how in running a restaurant. You need to know the market. It's good to speak the language.
Mm. Yeah. And did you apply while you were already in the Netherlands or were you still abroad?
I was at the time still abroad. Mm-hmm. It was just a business idea at inception phase. And I was working with our commercial partner on writing a business plan. To ask funds from a local bank.
Okay. And René, do you have to be present in the Netherlands to apply for funding? Or is it possible to apply online, for example?
Yes. At the government instruments, you can apply online. Mm-hmm. Most of the instruments are applied online. So you don't have to be in the Netherlands before you apply. But later on in the phase of your application, you will have to talk to someone in life being there.
Yeah.
So you have to be in the Netherlands to finish your application.
So they really want to meet you.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
And does this apply to all types of financing?
Yeah, actually it does. Yeah, it is not an instrument of financial support that you can apply online and, well, not seeing anybody and start your business. That's not possible.
Okay, so it's still personal.
Yeah. Yes, it is personal, yeah. Of course.
Well, Geert, the economy is doing well, but financing is still a little bit of an issue. What's important for Dutch banks?
Yes, well, in the credit application process and the risk analysis the bank is going to make, they will always look at whether an entrepreneur will be able to make money. Mm-hmm. Because if you make money, you can pay back your loan and interest payments. So, and in that part, it's very important for the bank to make sure that you have cash flow. Mm-hmm. And also that you are able to absorb losses, so you bring in a little bit of your own equity, your own capital, and that you can provide guarantees that if in the end something would not work out, that you will be able to pay back the bank with collateral.
And Gerard, you also invested in yourself, didn't you?
I can absolutely confirm what Geert is saying. Mm-hmm. The bank is managing risk, so they want to see you bring on some own equity. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't believe in your own plan, so why would they? Mm-hmm. It is very important to work on your business plan, not only on the numbers, but on the supporting story. The numbers and the story, they have to build a unity and support each other.
Yeah, but was it, did the bank actually ask you to invest yourself, or was it your own idea?
it's a prerequisite.
Okay.
The bank is demanding 20 to 30% of equity, otherwise they would not fund you.
Okay. Yeah. And how much did you invest?
For our first small Tamás Burger Bar, we needed 200,000 euro, mm-hmm. and we put our own equity in, which was nearly 80,000 at the time.
Okay. Yeah. And what are the other demands of the banks?
They want to see some private personnel mm-hmm. guarantees. So you also have to sign with your private wealth onto that loan.
And are you responsible as a private person as well?
Yes.
Ah. So it is a little bit of a risk.
It's definitely a risk. And that's why it's so important to do the homework. When you prepare the business plan, it's not an exercise for the bank. Mm-hmm. It's an exercise to check if it's possible to make a profit. Are there cash flows coming out from that business proposal?
Mm. And Geert, are there types of businesses that are more likely to get funding than others? And well, maybe even the other way around. Are there types of businesses that are less likely to succeed in getting money?
Well, as a general rule, no. Like any business that comes to the bank, like, will get the same treatment of like, will you be able to pay back the loan? But there are types of like, it depends also on competition, on which kind of market are you in. Is it business to consumer or business to business? And there are types of businesses, for instance, like clothing, construction, retail, tailored directly also to consumers, that might be more susceptible to economic downturns, making it more risky.
Oh, yeah.
So there are examples where the bank will, for instance, have different questions about guarantees than, for instance, machinery, construction or production companies.
Mm, so it is safe to conclude that the higher the risk, the more of your own money you have to invest.
Usually, yes.
Okay. Well, René, you already told us that international entrepreneurs are more than welcome here. Is there a way that the Dutch government actually contributes to encourage the Dutch financing landscape?
Oh, yes, certainly. For instance, we have SME guarantee schemes. Mm-hmm. We have all kinds of subsidies. We have risk capital available for startups. We also do a lot of advisory work. I advise about 3,000 companies a year with my unit. We work together a lot with the Chamber of Commerce, and we do a lot of activities together to reach out to the startups and the new companies in the Netherlands. So. Yeah, we do a lot together.
Yeah, it seems so. And do entrepreneurs actually make use of this?
Yes, they do. And we try to reach out ourselves as well. We are visible on our website, but we also work together with the Chamber of Commerce, with business.gov.nl. And we try to attend to as much as events as possible. We are also available on a lot of places where entrepreneurs come together, like incubators or special buildings for starting companies. So yeah, we have a lot of interaction, and that's basically our main job.
Good. Well, to recap, entrepreneurs are more than welcome in the Netherlands. There is a wide variety of funding available if you come very well prepared. A simple handshake won't do. And before you apply for funding, make sure you have a valid residence and working permit. Ah, I see we have a viewer's question, and it's for you, Gerard. Is it necessary to know people in the Netherlands when you want to apply for a loan?
Yeah, I think it's good, it's helpful if you have local people who know the language, who know the ways. It's absolutely supportive in your plans.
Ah, good to know. Well, I would like to thank all three of you, René, Gerard, Geert, for all your experience and expertise. Thank you for sharing. If you want more information, please take a look on business.gov.nl or ask your question to our chat team.